If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. I am so happy this morning, as I'm sure so many of you are, that this tax reform bill has passed. And what it's going to do for us is, in most cases, it's never anything in every case. This is the combination of falsely misrepresenting themselves on the left, flat out lying, to talk about how we're going to take away the benefits for the majority of the people and cut their income and their net worth. It's just the opposite. And I'm saving that for the second half of the show. That's going to be the topic of conversation with Gary Silverman from Blue Prairie Group this morning. So you want to stick around here beginning at the bottom. Well, you hope you'll stick around at the top of the hour as well. Anyway, the Senate passed the bill 51-48 with 12 Republicans defecting and all Democrats. And I hope you all end up, what's that expression, eating your, I don't know, Florrie, if you can think of that expression, I can't pull it out here. This is just going to be wonderful. Well, eating their words, I guess. So 51-48 by the Senate, the House 227-3. There were 12 Republican defectors. And what made, in my estimation, what made this bill pass was the prospect of getting rid of the Obama mandate, cutting taxes on a corporate level and generating business. And I don't want to, if I start getting into this, I'll end up with all the conversation that I'm going to have with Gary Silverman a little bit later on being obsolete. So let me force myself and contain my joy by leaving it to an area that I will not likely be covering with Gary, and that's the political end of it, and the fact that by the way, anybody notice the stock market? Anybody notice it? It's coming up to 25,000. It was 18,000 when that trader took over. Now I can use the word trader. Barack Obama, I think, and Hillary and Mueller and all of those anti-Americans disguising themselves as patriots. I'm finding it more and more difficult every day to see how they're going to escape what's going to engulf them, which is a deep state attack on the United States of America. There is collusion at every level. It's coming out every day in the news. And what I'm happy to see is even some liberal reporters, talk show hosts, writers are beginning to change their tune a little bit. There's no way to defend a guy like Strzok. And when it gets to the top, and oh, I hope I live to see this get to the top. I don't know what they can do to Barack Obama, but I'll tell you, if this and again, in my estimation, if he were an ordinary citizen, he'd be tried for treason. Now, I've said that many times, and I have kind of refused to go through the whole process, even though in my own mind, I'm convinced. But now the news is coming out, and this is huge news, that Obama conspired with Hezbollah in favoring them in many, many political ways, money and other ways, in order to use this as a deal to make sure that his Iran deal, that arrangement with Iran, that agreement, which is still a blight. And I think that's the worst decision ever made in political history for America. The deal was, help me, I'll just make it simple, help me get this agreement, Hezbollah, and I will benefit you. That's treason. And you've got a guy out of office that is the head of this whole snake. Hillary's a second head, if you want to talk about it. And I think all this is going to come back to bite them. So there's a lot going on in politics that is both separate and intertwined from this great. When I say great bill, I mean great bill, not because there aren't problems with it. And Gary Silverman will discuss that. I like this great bill because it is better than what we had. It has a tremendous amount of benefits. It's not the perfect bill, but if you don't pass it, if this bill isn't passed, it's in many ways the head of this presidency and the Republican Party. I mean, I hate the Republican Party, but the alternative is worse. See, alternatives. Trump versus Hillary, Republican Party versus Democrat Party. I love seeing Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the whole lot of them. And I have no sympathy for her. I'm surprised Joe Manchin did vote for this bill. Not one Democrat stuck up for it. You know what that means? And the 12 Republican defectors? Well, so be it in politics. But what is the case here with these Democrats who didn't stand up for this? Is they are now will be the malign party. When the success of this bill is realized, and the benefits start spreading out to people, and that's everybody. That's everybody. I was talking about this with Laurie before we came on air. And it's going to benefit a lot of people. And again, I want to be self-contained here in terms of talking about the actuality of the bill and what it contains until our last two segments. Now, let me talk about... I guess you have to let me. It's my show. I'm going to talk about the hypocrisy of people in this country and what I think is just a shame and a blight on all. Donald Trump came out with a speech on national security, his national security address on Monday, and it was described by others as the continuation of Reagan's third term and better than any speech anyone has ever given on politics on national security. Now, I don't know. I can't say for sure that this president is becoming more presidential. He's got a long way to go with his personal behavior. I'm not sure that will ever be overcome. But I am sick and tired of people not giving him credit for what he's done. Now, his national security address Monday was spectacular. Now, you will also know or learn that he is doing everything he can to back up the promises he made during the campaign. For those of you out there like myself, sitting and waiting, let's get this wall done. Let's get this wall done. He had to get this bill done first. We still got Obamacare to replace. We've got this wall to build. And even the people who don't discredit what he's trying to accomplish are discrediting him after a year in office. I'd like someone to tell me what president in the history of this country, including Ronald Reagan, has gotten more done, even with fewer bills passed, because the Democrats, see, the Democrats don't care. And I'm saying the Democrats, because you got all of them in this vote who rejected this tax bill by the Republicans. And if I got to give some credit out finally, because he's not one of my favorite people, let me give it to Paul Ryan. I don't like doing that, but he deserves it. Mitch McConnell, I don't have any criticism of Mitch McConnell this morning. I'm sure we'll have lots more in days, weeks, months to come by. He's still a rhino in every respect. And he and Ryan, you can say whatever you want, they're still anti-Trump. But we are making incredible gains. Stock market up from roughly 18,000 to roughly 25,000. Now, on the other side, just quickly before we go to a break, they talked about how Obama's market went up. Obama's market went so low. When the stock market, when Obama was in office, the stock market was so low that we were on the verge of bankruptcy in this country. And some of the people making the decisions helped make Obama look, I don't know, I hate to say semi-respectable. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
All right, we're back, and that was the great Sarah Vaughan, the late and great Sarah Vaughan. I love the tunes back then. There's so many romantic songs. I don't know, Laurie, you listen to music. Are there many romantic songs on?
Not like those.
Oh,
the
my.
Classics.
Classics. And this is part and parcel of what's happened to this society. I mean, romance is wonderful. It is. It's wonderful. Even if it isn't sincere.
No, it has to be sincere. To
you know,
be
I know, but, you know, look, I mean, well, we'll have to do a conversation
on an entire show on just that another time.
Oh, yeah, it could be an entire show.
And all the songs that Stu loves.
Well, that would take, let me tell you, Laurie,
you
that would take
weeks of shows.
Oh, yeah, it would be weeks and weeks. I'm not kidding. Weeks. However, this isn't Stu Taylor, the DJ. And, oh, yeah, speaking of, I was going to go back to Trump, but I saw on Tucker Carlson last night. He had a discredited disc jockey. Here's what's happening in this new sexual revolution, but a different kind of revolution than we had in the 60s. There's a disc jockey out of, Texas. Everybody puts their best foot forward when they come on television. I actually believed him. I believed him, and then I got some doubt as we went along. So, and part of it is Taylor Swift. He was in a picture, a photo with Taylor Swift and this guy's girlfriend. And Taylor Swift was in the middle. I have to say, when she first came around, I didn't think much of her now. I actually think she's terrific and quite good looking. I don't know what she's done or whether my eyes have changed, but she's done a lot of good things for down and out people. And there she was in the middle, and he and his girlfriend each have their arm around her, except his arm is a little low. I'm not going to go through his defense of what happened. But she then filed a lawsuit, I think for $1 or something, against him for grabbing her rear end for what she said was 10 or 15 seconds. And he's denied it. He said his hand wasn't even on there. You can't tell from the angle. And basically, the guy. Bottom line is, here's my point. The guy got fired. And his girlfriend left him because he's counter-suing in court, and she couldn't take it. Boy, she was good-looking, too. Well, she is good-looking. She's still around. And he's just been devastated. He can't get another job. This is the kind of thing that I really fear that's going on. And I do not have an explanation for Taylor Stewart and Herbie here. I don't know. But there it is on camera. These pictures were public, by the way. And I'm afraid we're going to end up in a situation where, let's just say, since men are more physically dominant, that most of the case of sexual harassment and rape take place that way. I mean, there are certainly very, very aggressive women who can be intimidating. But let's just say that certainly is the majority. And I'm thinking of some date, a woman goes out with a man, she falls madly in love with her. That often happens. He rejects her politely and says, you know, I just don't think this is going to work. And she wants, and she's so angry and upset because our emotions are in such control often that she decides to get him back. And how do you get him back? File a sexual harassment suit. And I'm looking at a country here that has changed its, you know, apparently are guilty until proven innocent. That's what it looks like. And you know how many men are going to suffer? The good side of that is, I think men will appropriately behave. And I, you know, I speak at it from my point of view. And I'll go on this and I'll swear on anything. I never, ever, ever once even came close to doing that, nor did I ever think of doing it in my single days. Never even crossed my mind to do that. And yet, you look around today. Now, I'm not saying it's more today than it was then, but it's a scary thing. And again, I have, you know, I have a wife, two daughters. I've got a grandson and two granddaughters. And, you know, I'm always worried about them and the world we're in. And I'm thinking that maybe men will think twice in the work environment. All right, you can't stop the lunatics. You can't stop the obsessed. You just can't. But I'm really, really worried that, well, I'm happy to say, I'm still worried. I'm happy to say, I think there are going to be some changes here. And some guy is going to do something. And the girl is going to say, you know, touch me one more time and I'm going to report you. And I think the environment's going to change, because if it comes out that the management didn't want to do anything about it, then they're in trouble as well. And therefore, I think management is more interested in its own survival than it is about male dominance. You know, just let it go. It's nothing. It is something. It's something big. And no woman should be harassed like that or intimidated. And the argument again on the other side, well, why do they dress so alluring? I mean, they're so sexy, so many of them, that you can't take your eyes off them. I've looked now and then. But it's called self-restraint, and was something I've used my entire life. If I take this action, which I know is not in the best interest of myself, the other person, or somebody else, I know if I take this action, I could face consequences. I don't want any consequences. I want a nice life. It's like the fools out there, especially in government. Emails, texts. How can an intelligent person think that you can do that? You can't. You can't do that. And I hope as a society we learn at least to a degree. So Harvey Weinstein, you may be the poster boy for sexual and social reform. Congratulations, Harvey, you piece of garbage.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
is Talk Radio.
Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
What a perfect morning for such a great, great song brighten up your day. My day is bright to begin with, and even though we're not 100% at the finish line, we're getting pretty close. As you all know, tax reform passed in the Senate. It was 51-48, and it passed in the House 227-203. There were 12 defectors of Republicans. But this is a joyous day. And as I introduce my guest, as I indicated at the beginning, I had to resist the temptation about talking about tax reform and the bill that passed because I wanted to save it for Gary Silverman, who knows a heck of a lot more about it than I do. He's joining us representing, he's the co-founder and CEO of Blue Prairie Group. That's blueprairiegroup.com if you're looking for any financial information other than what you get on the show. And it's nice to hear from people how they enjoy the information. Gary, good morning on what is, I don't know, about like a 98% celebration morning for me. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good morning, Stu. First, let me say that. And, yeah, it's virtually a lock that the bill will get passed in the House this morning. And once it's passed in the House, I believe President Trump will sign it sometime later today, and it'll be law going into effect first of the year. And that should be good for corporations, good for individuals, though I will say this legislation, 1,100 pages, it's a Rorschach test. If you are opposed to tax cuts, opposed to a Republican victory, you know, the partisanship that we see, then you're going to find a lot of negative things that you can factually cite. If you are a deficit hawk, first and foremost, you're going to find some things that you don't like. If you are a pro-growth and small government advocate, you're going to find a lot of things that you really like. So it all depends on your perspective, what you're going to see in this tax bill. But with 1,100 pages, you can find anything you want to support your argument, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just made a key statement. You can find what you want to support your argument. But I also think there is this propaganda battle against Trump and the Republicans who passed the bill. I don't think it holds water when you look up and down here. First of all, the far left is talking, and I don't want to make this political, so let me just stop saying that. There's a large percentage of people who are talking about the increase in the deficit, and it turns out to be a $1.5 trillion tax cut. But to me, as just an ordinary guy, it certainly makes sense that if you cut corporate rates from 35% to 21%, you cut taxes for most Americans, I think 80% probably, that it's going to generate growth. There's going to be hiring. Corporate profits will they'll be reinvested. You'll be getting more and more workers added, and they're being added every month right now. That it's by and large not the perfect plan, but it's terrific and contains a lot of information in it that if people looked at, and I'll hold off on talking about some of it because I want to see what your response is here.
Yeah. So I am generally pro this tax plan. It's not as good as it could have been, but it's more positive than negative in my view. Let me just play devil's advocate for a moment. Generally speaking, you would want the kinds of stimulative effects that you've talked about, trying to grow employment, trying to spur the economy, things like that. You'd want to do that when unemployment was high. It's not. It's below 5%, probably going below 4% by next year, sometime next year. So, you know, we already have very, very low unemployment. You don't really need to stimulate that. Economic growth. You know, President Trump talks about how economic growth has been really great under his leadership, which it actually has been. We're pushing on 3% annualized growth, where we haven't been in a long time. So the idea of let's create stimulative effects in the economy to grow the economy when the economy is already growing on a growth trajectory, generally not the time that you would do that. Putting money back in corporate pockets, you know, the whole repatriation of internationally offshore cash, which I think is a fantastic thing, by the way. But liquidity has not been corporate problems. Interest rates are so low. If there was any need for capital investment, if companies wanted to do that, if they had investment opportunities, they could get the money really cheap. There's no liquidity problem. So bringing that cash in isn't going to stimulate CapEx, you know, spending. So you could look at it from both sides. Again, I do think it's mostly positive. But there are some things in there you want to look at and go, well, all those things are going to be very inflationary. You're going to push unemployment down even lower. Wages are going to start to increase. You're going to have we really have more of a supply problem than a demand problem. You're stimulating demand. That's also going to increase inflation. And it's inflation that generally leads into a Fed tightening cycle and the next recession. So I see those seeds being planted now, probably not for another year or two or three, but those seeds are being planted. So look at both sides of it.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Those who are making a case against it, I'm just going to make a comment. It's on the fact that the states like New York, New Jersey, and California are going to be affected. That's okay. You know, these are the wealthy liberal states, at least in terms of New York and California. I'm not sure about New Jersey. And the other thing is it benefits the rich because you're talking about really an insignificant difference in if there's any decrease. And in some cases, first of all, I don't believe it's true when the comments are made, this won't help the middle class. And first of all, I would say, I don't care in many cases if the rich get richer, because in most cases, it's not always the case. You can look at Sony, you can look at Blockbuster. When you have all that money, sometimes you don't spend it. In fact, there's a case to be made that you spend it more diligently and you're tighter spending it. But I think overall, you benefit the wealthy, you create more business opportunities, and it trickles down. That's my belief.
Well, yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Stu, on that. You know, I think it was, and forgive me if I'm wrong with my citation here, I believe it was John Adams that said, money in the hands of many is just money, but money in the hands of a few is capital. And I think that's an important fact, not that we don't want to have everyone, you know, with extra money. And in fact, most people will see a tax reduction on the individual side, which is great. But when you have the rich getting richer, that is how capital formation occurs, which is how jobs get created. So I do buy into that argument, generally speaking. Again, on the margin, will this really incite capital investment? Maybe a little bit. I don't know that it's going to be enough to change the trajectory that we're already on, but it's not a bad thing. And most individuals will receive a tax break. I believe the Tax Policy Center did an analysis that said the average taxpayer will receive about a $1,600 reduction in 2018 income taxes, which is about a 2.2% lift in their after-tax income. So that's a nice raise, and that's very meaningful to a lot of middle class and lower middle class folks. So
yeah, and one of the stupidest, dumbest arguments out there is the people who will benefit. Donald Trump helped make this bill pass, so he would benefit. They don't have. I mean, I think they stay out of politics. Does he really need it, or do you think he'd like the power of doing something well and his intent is well, or is honest? He's proving that every single day, and he's got a bill, as I say, that will cut the corporate tax rate to 21%. So it'll also cut the top rate for the richest taxpayers from 39.6 to 37%. I think that's great. I honestly do, because you got to look at the other side of this. If you're focused on that, it's going to double the standard deduction to $24,000 for a married couple and double the child tax credit to $2,000.
Everything you just said is true, and I think that's all good. It also, on the individual side, almost eliminates the AMT, which has been ensnaring more and more upper middle income and middle income taxpayers, not just the super wealthy that it was first designed to get. So that's a fantastic thing as well, in our opinion. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff here. And to say that this was done just to enrich Donald Trump, I think, is, again, it's that Rorschach test. People will say what they want to say. I don't think there's any truth to that. It is true that real estate developers will benefit. I don't believe that was done because of Donald Trump.
Right, and it's okay with me. I want to see everyone benefit. We're going to come back. This is such a happy day that Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, will be rejoining.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
Final segment on this happy Wednesday, and I really mean it. I couldn't be more delighted, and as Gary so eloquently said, Gary Silverman from Blue Prairie Group, this isn't a perfect bill, and it isn't. And the point is, it can always be modified. You know what it reminds me of, Gary? It reminds me of way back when Yasser Arafat was given 95% of what he wanted from the Israelis, and he turned it down. You know, my strategy would be take the 95% and then go after the 5%. But Arafat obviously did it because he was in fear of his life. Okay, it's almost the same thing here. Let's get a chunk of what we need rather than to do nothing. And
I agree with that. And in fact, I think it was House Speaker Ryan who even said that they plan to come back and pick up some of the other pieces that they've sort of left for later in another piece of legislation. So I think they're doing exactly that. Pass what you can pass right now, get the 95%, and deal with the other 5%.
Right.
Probably in the budget reconciliation bill that's going to happen in the next couple of days. There'll probably be a continuing resolution, but sometime by January they'll probably have another bill with budget spending increases, probably looking at about $150 billion of increased spending. And as part of that, they'll pick up the remaining tax items. At least that's what he said.
Let me address, or let you address, what I think may be the most important part of this this interview, and that's what people can do now, and they have time before the end of the year, in light of this bill that just passed. Can they do anything, and what?
Well, there certainly are some things that people should think about doing. And I'll start this with a caveat, like I always do whenever we talk about taxes. Every person's tax situation is different. You should consult your tax advisor about it, and Blue Prairie Group does not give tax advice. So with that as my standard preamble, make my lawyers happy. There are some things that you could do. As part of this tax package for individuals, there's a $10,000 cap on the deductibility of state and local income tax and mortgage interest expense. So mortgage real estate, I'm sorry.
That's what they can deduct in state and local taxes, right?
State and local, right. It's a limitation of what you can deduct. You can deduct up to $10,000 of state and local income tax and real estate tax. Now, in the bill, they specifically prohibited prepaying state and local income taxes. So that was kind of a surprise. So you can't prepay those, but you can prepay your property taxes. So if you've got a property tax bill coming due, check with your local jurisdiction. Every jurisdiction is different. Some will allow you to pay all of your property tax early. Some will limit to only part of it. Some won't allow you to pay it all. But that's jurisdiction by jurisdiction. The federal law allows you to prepay that. And that's something you should do if you are looking at over $10,000 of state and local income tax and property tax. So that's a biggie.
What about the effect on real estate when you buy and sell? You hear all kinds of caps, $750,000, this, that. Can you explain that for people out there who own a home and think, oh, yeah, this bill's going to kill me?
Yeah, so I think there will be some effect on the real estate market. What they're doing is limiting the amount of the mortgage that you have on which you can deduct the interest payments. It is currently set at $1 million. So if you've got a mortgage of $1 million or less, you can deduct the interest payments. They're lowering that cap to $750,000. So you can only deduct mortgage interest up to a mortgage principal balance of $750,000. So that's going to impact it a little bit. But it's not going to have, I don't believe, a huge effect on the real estate market. The lack of ability to deduct mortgage, to real estate taxes will probably have a bigger effect. So if you are in a very high real estate tax state with high state and local income taxes, think about some of the suburbs of New York or California, that could hurt your real estate values. But for most people, the cap on the mortgage interest won't be that big. Currently, you can deduct up to $100,000 of home equity line of credit interest. You will no longer be able to do that in the new tax law. That's probably a big deal. A lot of people have home equity lines of credit. They are deducting that interest right now, and they will not be able to do that. So you might want to think about refinancing and pulling that home equity line into a first mortgage. As long as it's staying under $750,000, you'll be able to deduct all the interest that way.
Very interesting. Okay, for people to know, and I think that's important. What about, I want to make sure you get everything in. Is there any, as I interrupted you last time, is there anything people, anything else any people can do? Or should we move on?
There are a couple other things that people can do. Although there's basically no change in the charitable deductibility, if you will, the charitable contribution deductibility, with the doubling of the standard deduction and the elimination or limiting of other high-impact deductions, that means that more people are probably going to take the standard deduction and not itemize. So if you're not itemizing, you can't deduct your charitable giving. If you are in that situation, then think about giving some things that you might have given to your church or whatever this year that you might have given next year. Or open a donor-advised fund. That allows you to put in a bunch of money as a charitable contribution today and then stage out your giving over the next, however long you want, 5, 10, 15, 20 years even. So that way you'll be able to get the deduction on the charitable giving. And that's an important thing for anyone who's charitably inclined as well.
All right. I want to get in a couple of points. I don't even have time for the questions. There should be a simple form. You're withholding tax. You'll notice a difference on your next paycheck. It'll be less. And there's a lot of talk out there, the confusion. I don't blame people who don't follow this. But we got about 15 seconds here. Entitlements not affected, correct?
Correct. Other than the Obamacare mandate was repealed. So
right.
That if you do not want to buy insurance, you don't have to. And I think that's a great day for freedom.
Oh, that is. In order in this country to have punitive action and to fine people for not doing what should be voluntary was more of the Obama socialism. Gary Silverman.
Complete government overreach.
Oh, stay on after we close out here. It's been a fast morning. It's always fast when it's good news. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Gary.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.